Lies, they're out there. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and I have to tell you, in this day and age, whenever I see something in the news that I don't know to be true, the first place I go is to Snopes.com. Bill, would you say you do that as well?
Yeah, all the time.
David Michelson is on, is on the line with us, founder and executive editor of Snopes.com. I imagine you're a busy man these days, David.
Well, yes, that would be fair to say. We've been busy for quite a few years now.
Picking up my headphones.
That is my go-to place, and a lot of people do this. A lot of fake news out there, and a lot of real news that people are calling fake. So we go to Snopes.com. What are some of the biggest topics and stories that you're covering right now?
Oh, well, of course. Given that President Trump is on a state visit to the UK, of course, there's a whole lot of, rumors and contested stories stemming from that. You know, everything from, the size, the relative size of crowds of supporters and protesters who have been out to greet or jeer him, to, whether the Queen is legally allowed to kill him with a sword.
Yep. There are some crazy things. Has there been an uptick in traffic since President Donald Trump has taken office?
Yes. Usually, since I've been doing this for, the close to 25 years now, typically we'd see a pattern where, of course, traffic really ramps up leading into a presidential election and then, kind of plummets afterwards. And with the last election, that really never happened. It was just so many people didn't think Donald Trump was going to win that after the election, just traffic even shot up even more. People worrying, oh my gosh, is he going to do everything he said he could do? Can he do everything he said he was going to do? I naively got married a couple days before the election because we were thinking, a couple days, stuff will go back to normal.
And when will that happen, David? Is that ever going to happen again? David, how did all this start? How did Snopes first begin?
Well, I mean, many years ago, back in the mid-1980s, I was working for a very large computer company. So I was kind of, connected to the internet before most people had ever heard of the internet. And, I was sort of pursuing my interests in subjects like Disney and urban legends. And kind of when the first web browser came out, I started writing up little articles about Disney-related legends. Was Walt really frozen when he died? Is there really a basketball court in the Matterhorn at Disneyland?
And, there is, by the way, right?
Well, at least there was. I'm not sure if it's still there. But, just kind of such an early adopter of the internet, before search engines existed even, that it, what I was trying to do, kind of took a left turn when everybody just started sending us anything questionable they came across on the internet to ask, is this true? And, it kind of, through a long process of evolution, went from being like an urban legends encyclopedia to being this, company that employs multiple people to do fact checks of, largely political material at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. How does it feel? It must feel, I'm just guessing, but it must feel so good to know that you are one of the most trusted sources, that even when people disagree about something, the thing they can agree on is if it says it's true or it's false on Snopes, it must be true or false.
Yeah, I continue to be both amazed and humbled that, something I started as a hobby, and not even as from a journalism background. I was a computer science major that, it's just turned into something that's, both an element of popular culture and, this vitally, important piece of the journalism world. And a business to boot. I mean, I had none of those things, in mind when I started it long ago.
David Michelson is on the line with us, founder and executive editor of Snopes.com. What happened to Ask Jeeves? Did you take them down?
Many search engines have gone by the wayside. Nothing to do with us.
And where did the name Snopes come from?
It's from a family of characters in the works of William Faulkner, which has absolutely nothing to do with what we do. It just, you know, long ago when I first started on the internet, I thought I needed something, a name to use that was more memorable than David. So yeah. This kind of adopted Snopes as a nom de net, and it's worked out kind of fortuitously. It's something like Google or Amazon. It's has nothing to do with what we do, but it's short, it's catchy, it distinguishes us from a number of other similar sites that all have, you know, fact or check or something in their name, you know.
David, can you even guess how many cases you guys have solved over the years? Is that even a possibility to even imagine how many?
Well, I mean, I know we have tens of thousands of articles. I'm not sure how much we've actually solved in the eyes of the public, because, you know, there's some people that, you know, just won't be convinced by any amount of evidence out of something they really want to believe.
What have been, can you think of one or two that have been really, really tough to figure out, where it's so gray that you can't definitively say true or false on any of these?
I don't know if I can think of a specific example. I mean, we get into our fair share of things that just kind of devolve into, you know, he said, she said, or they said, you know, kinds of stories, and you can't really do much more with it. Or, you know, if there's something that hinges on what somebody's state of mind was, or,
right,
you know, requires access to top secret classified documents to verify, you know,
yeah,
you can't really do it. You know,
a lot of times you search something and you'll get either true or false or partially true. And then just the facts are reported on Snopes.com. Really and truly, David, this is the only site that I check when I'm unsure of a fact that I see floating around on the internet.
Oh, well, great. Well, thank you.
So what
you and 10 million more like you.
Speaking of 10 million more like me, how many fact checkers do you have? I bet you have a lot of people working on this every day.
Well, yeah, probably fewer than most people think.
Really?
You know, right now, our staff is 15, but of course, not all of them are, you know, fact checkers. I mean, it's like 15 people, 9 of them are on the editorial side as, you know, writers or editors, and, you know, the remainder are kind of, you know, support and technical staff.
David,
you know,
we
don't, as people envision us, we don't have like a large headquarters full of people anywhere. You know, we have no office. We're a virtual organization. You know, people work from wherever they are.
How do you handle the questions that are almost unanswerable? Like, is there a God? Is there life after death? Are there alien beings? Why was Two Broke Girls on for 5 years?
How
do you deal with those?
Yeah, well, we don't really tackle those. I mean, certain things like, you know, the supernatural, paranormal, it's really kind of just a matter of belief. You can't really address it in any, you know, objective way.
Sure.
Maybe on the fringes of that, if somebody's got a photograph they're claiming shows a ghost, and, you know, we can show that it's a manipulated photo, then we'll do it. But the greater existential question of whether there's life after death, no, we're not going after that.
Right.
You can go to Snopes.com to get all your questions answered, and I kind of wish you would, people, because just because you see something on the internet doesn't necessarily mean it's true. David Mickelson is on the line with us, the founder and executive editor. Now, someone's suing you guys. There's a lawsuit going on. Why don't you tell us about this?
Well, I guess, suppose our side of the story is that we were previously contracted with a company called Proper Media to provide web development and advertising services for the Snopes website. And the company's position is that Proper Media and its owners unlawfully withheld, embezzled, misappropriated, and used millions of dollars in advertising revenue that belonged to Snopes. And so we've been in litigation for over 2 years now trying to recover that money and to secure compensation for damages. That's unfortunately, in our legal system, it really takes a long time to actually bring a civil case to trial. So, we've been at it for 2 years, and it's going to drag on a fair bit longer.
Yeah.
Some of the top stories on the Hot 50 on Snopes.com right now. Will Woody be openly bisexual in Toy Story 4? These are some things you can check out.
Wow.
Did Henry the Fonz Winkler die at age 77? Who thought Fonzie was dead?
I don't know that one at all.
Did Prince Philip refer to Melania Trump as Stormy?
Yeah.
Just some great things that are out there. Did the White House ask the Navy to keep the USS John S. McCain out of sight for Trump's visit?
That's a good one.
I bet there's a lot of traffic on that one. What's the answer to that?
It seems, I think the evidence is unproven. It seems, the evidence indicates somebody did ask that, but the details are kind of fuzzy still about, who exactly made that request of the Navy, and why. We're not, yet ready to say definitively, yes, the White House ordered this, because even though the Navy kind of acknowledged it, they were really circumspect about revealing who asked that. So,
David, I bet there's stories like that one that you guys have to keep an eye on 24 hours a day, because there could be new information constantly coming out. You must have had some entries that had to be changed once or twice, I'd imagine, huh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it happens. Of course, as more information becomes available, something that we, couldn't put a definitive ruling on. We may be able to move it into the true or false column. Sometimes just what aspect of a story people are focusing on changes, right. And so we kind of need to address this, revamp the story to address what it is that people are keying on.
I want to put an end to the discussion. There is a picture of a plant going around Facebook, and it looks a little phallic-like, and it really looks fake, but that is indeed a true image of a plant with phallic-looking structures. It's a genuine botanical specimen. So now I can sleep at night.
With a smile on your face.
Shut up,
Bill. one of those stories that has real hard-hitting, real-world impact.
Sure.
But that's what I love about Snopes. It's goofy stuff like this and legitimate stuff that you'd like to know the answer. So I think you're doing a great job with this, David.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to meet you. And really, listeners, if you're in doubt about anything, the only place I go is Snopes.com. I have not found them to be wrong yet, and they will tell you the truth. It's either true, false, partially true. You guys are doing a great job. Founder and executive editor of Snopes.com, David Mickelson. So nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Take care, David. We appreciate it. David Mickelson, of course, of Snopes, Snopes.com. We'll take a quick break and then return. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.